Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome. I want to talk today about a message that is very important for us. It's very important to us. I want to encourage you all. This is the day Yahweh has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. You understand what that says, everybody? Today is the day that Yahweh has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. In what? In this day that He has created. And that is Psalms 118:24. Yahweh made us to be glad in this day and not to think too much about tomorrow. You know, we know that Yahweh's leading our paths, you know, and we cannot let tomorrow affect the joy that we experience this day. You know, we don't know what will happen tomorrow, but we know Yahweh's going to take care of us and Yahweh's watching over us. We need to be careful. Because I see so many people thinking more about tomorrow than this day that Yahweh has made. And there's nothing wrong with about thinking about our future. Children should think about their future, what they want to do. Parents should invest so their future is secured. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you overthink that so much that it affects your joy today, that is the issue. That is the issue. The Bible tells us not to worry about, it doesn't say today, it doesn't say don't worry about today. It says, do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow. It says not to worry at all, but specifically says, you know, in the scriptures, none of your worries can add a single moment to your life. But to worry about the future is not in line with Yahweh's will, I believe. You know, Yahweh's taking care of us. You know, we have to first come to the understanding and the realization that we are His wonderful masterpiece. We are His great possession. He created us. He formed us in the womb. You know, if you believe in evolution, maybe not so, but if you believe in creation, He created us. Knowing every single hair on our head. And you have to believe that we are His creation, and not just that, but His masterpiece, the best of His creation, the best of the best. And He only wants the best for us. Even when we do something wrong, He says in Ezekiel 33, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they would live, so they would have life. He wants us to have life. But it must begin with the faith to understand and know that He created us and we are His masterpiece. The most valuable possession to Him is us. He created us and said it was very good. Everything else was just good, but when He created us, it was very good. Hallelujah. You know, so we must take faith and understanding that, knowing that. And why would He not want to treat His masterpiece and His greatest creation, what He called not just good, but very good, why would He want to treat us any less than all the other blessed things that He has in this world today? In Matthew 6:31, it says, if you clothe the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown to the oven, will not much more He clothe you? Think about that. Think about the beauty of the flowers, the joy of the birds. If He can give that to all them, the food they don't even look for and He provides, why would He not provide for you His wonderful, great creation? Right? But we spend too much time worrying and focusing on tomorrow that we don't experience the joy of this day that He created. Remember this verse, everybody. This is the day that Yahweh created. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. And say that. Say that with me right now. This is the day that Yahweh has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. That is today. That's today. As Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, said, don't worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Yahweh is taking care of you. Yahweh has that. He's taking care of you. He wants you to be faithful. He wants you to be thankful. And he wants you to be prayerful. He's taking care of all of those things. Remember, before everything, before our investments we make with our money, before our studying, you know, all these different topics of what we're going to do for a living and life, before everything, he wants us to seek first the kingdom of Yah and his righteousness, and all things will be added to us. Remember, we've been talking about this. Tomorrow is tomorrow. Focus on today. Focus on today. And then there are so many people that secure, they think they secure themselves. They got their good retirement plan. They got their big house. They got their insurance in order. They got a nice car. Everything seems to be going wonderful. And praise Yah. We should have our security in Yahweh, knowing that he's taking care of for us. But he also tells us pride comes before a fall, and not to boast about it. And to be careful. You know, as secure as things might seem, things happen that Yahweh wants for us. And sometimes he might even have to break us to change us. It says in Wisdom 27:1, it says clearly, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. And there he's telling us in the wisdom of Yah to focus on today. Focus on today. So we need to remember that about this boasting. James 4:14 says, why do you even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. You know, there's going to come a time. I mean, you might not want to know about tomorrow, because as you're getting older, you know, you might get sicker. Things might happen. You might slow down. You know, they call it the golden years, but for people that don't have Yahweh, they're not too golden. So, you know, just remember what our Creator tells us. He says, know the plans I have for you. They are for good and not disaster. To give you a future and give you a hope. Give you a hope. So what we need to do in calling as believers is to focus on today. Focus on today with our hope for the future. That Yahweh is going to give us, that we trust in him. You know, knowing that he's going to take care of us in the future, so we don't need to worry about tomorrow. We don't need to worry about that. And focus on today. This beautiful day that Yahweh has made. 24 hours. 24 hours. We have to praise him and to joyful him. The sun's about to come on up here. To see Yahweh's great creation. You know, I'm joyful today that I can go outside of my yard and I can pick some stuff from my garden and eat it. I'm joyful that I have the knowledge where I can go to the local park and pick some weeds out of the ground and eat them. Yahweh provides. I'm joyful today that I got up today and I have no pain. I'm joyful today that I can go outside and I can see all the Yah's beautiful nature and creation, the birds twerping, the cats, and all the animals of nature just around and joyful and not worrying about tomorrow, and Yah providing for them. I'm joyful today that I can be surrounded by my family, my wife and my children, and even my dad close by, and I can spend time with them. I'm joyful today for all of you and this ministry, that I could have fellowship, even though it might be online, that I can come today here and do this. I'm joyful today for people in my life that don't know Yahweh, because it gives me an opportunity to talk to them about him. I'm so joyful for today, for all the blessings he continues to give me in my life. This day, I'm joyful because this day I have all these different things. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but we know what's happening right now at this moment. And it sounds like a cliche, but there's a reason why they call it a present, because we have the great gift and present of Yeshua in our lives, and we should be joyful for this day and take joy in all the wonderful things he's given us, and to not put our focus on the worldly things, but just be joyful and thankful for the things that Yah has given us and continues to give us. I'm not focusing on the mistakes I made in the past, and I'm not worrying about the things in the future. I'm just thankful for this moment. Things aren't going to happen, you know, and it's okay to prepare for the future. I'm not saying that. It's not. It's okay to prepare for the future. Continually securing ourselves. Nothing wrong with having insurance. Nothing wrong with having money in the bank. Nothing wrong. But the point is, just that this is the day we should have. This is the day to focus on right now. Get through this day before you start thinking about in the future. Hallelujah. So this is what we need to be doing. Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. And the enemy wants to make us not trust in Yahweh. And he uses the media and the world and people around us not to trust him. That's why we need to surround ourselves with positive people who understand this truth and have the joy. And we must have Yah's word with us consistently. I prefer to be in a written word, but if it's on a cell phone, it needs to be there with us all the time. Reading scriptures, getting these reminders. So we're spending our time in prayer. And we're just so thankful for today. And so thankful for these things. We're not anxious about things of the future. And we take things with Yah's timing and his presence and his joy. That's what we've got to be, not worrying about these things that we don't have control over, especially. It says in the scriptures that Yahweh will guard our hearts and our minds. And that's what we need to be thankful for. So remember John 14:27 says, it says, peace I leave you with, my peace I give you. I do not give it to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. And I ask you today, do you have the peace and shalom of Yahweh upon you? Are you so worried about tomorrow that you can't have his joy today? This is the day Yahweh has made. We will be joyful in this wonderful day. Do you have that? Do you have his joy today? Oh, Father Yahweh, help me, Father. Help me to speak to you and pray more and trust you more. And help me to have joy. Joy this day. Help my worries, anxiety, or fear not to overtake me. And help me to have joy in this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him. This is what Yeshua left us with. This peace and this shalom. And we have the joy of today and the hope for tomorrow. It says in Lamentations 3:21-23, but this I remember, and so I have hope. It is because of the Creator's loving kindness that we are not destroyed, for his loving pity never ends. It is new every morning. He is very faithful. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. There's nothing new under the sun. We're still his greatest creation. We're still his masterpiece, and he still loves us, and he still wants to take care of us, and he still wants us to be joyful in this day, because this is the day he has made. He wants us to be joyful and glad in it. So I call you all today, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what's happening for tomorrow, this talk's not only for you, it's for me, to cast our worries, to cast all our things and all our care upon him, for he cares for us more than anything and everything in our life. Yes, ladies, Yahweh loves you more than your husband. Yes, men, Yahweh loves you more than your wife. The love that goes beyond human understanding, he loves us so much as his great creation, and he is going to take care of us and our families and everyone. You know, but we have to trust him. We have to trust his holy word. his set apart word. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your Elohim. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember what he calls us to do. 12:12, "This day be joyful in hope, be patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer." 1, 2, and 3, bam, right there. Joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Let's do that. Hallelujah. Let's do that. Hallelujah. So he loves us. Let's love him back. Let's trust him. You know, Psalm 71:5 says, "For you are my hope, Yahweh. You are my confidence from my youth." So let's put our hope in tomorrow in him and enjoy today, trusting in him that he'll take care of tomorrow. Let's enjoy today how he wants us to. He wants his creation, his masterpiece, to be in complete joy this day. Hallelujah. He doesn't want you to be in turmoil. He doesn't want you to have anxiety. He doesn't want you to be stressed out. He wants you to be joyful. That's what his will is for you. It says to trust in him, not sometimes and not with some of your heart. He says lean on him with all of your heart and not on your own understanding. Acknowledging him and trusting that he'll make your paths right and he'll make your paths straight. Hallelujah. Fix our eyes on him. Fix our eyes on him. And understand that truth and trust that he created us. Created us far and loves us far more than anything else in creation. Yes, us. And I don't like this negative talk when people say, "How can such an amazing creator love little old me?" Little old you is one of the most important things to him. Don't downplay that. You are one of the most significant things in the world to our wonderful creator. Yes, you. It's not about fame or fortune or anything like that. It's about our creator created you to be who you are and where you are, to go through what you're going through. And he knows exactly your heart and what you're thinking. And you are very significant to him. So instead of saying, "How could such a marvelous, wonderful creator care enough about me to be concerned with my prayers and talking to me?" You need to change that stinking thinking and start thinking, "I'm so thankful that I am so important to my creator. And he wants to give me the best and that he hears me. He hears my prayers, he hears my cries, he hears my joy, and he sees me, and he's watching me because he loves me more than anything else. More than any other of his creation, he loves me. And I am that important to him." Because you are important to him. You're extremely important to him. And he created you for a reason and a purpose, and he promised you and told you in his word he will give you a future and a hope. So no matter what you're dealing with, if it's depression about something, if it's worry and fear about something, whether you're laying in a hospital room or whether you're going to bankruptcy court, no matter what it is, this is the day Yahweh may be joyful and glad in it. He will make your path straight and he will make it right. He will make it right. And that's where your joy should come from. Not from drugs, not from alcohol, not from cigarettes, not from movies, not from money. No, from our creator. That's where our joy should come from. And we need to get this right. We need to understand this. And then when we understand what a creation we are and how important we are to him and how amazing he made us and how much he loves us and how significant we are to him, we should take care of our temples, our tabernacles, our bodies that he gave us with respect and as best way possible, to take care of it completely and to not let anything affect us in a negative way. That's what we should desire to do. Thank him. Thank you, Father, for this blessed day you have made and for blessing me and for giving me all these different things. Remember, he sees this. Remember in the scriptures, remember when they were worried about what they were going to eat, and he provided the manna for them. He will provide your needs. And he showed that all throughout the scriptures that he'll provide your needs. He talks about these different things. And he knows exactly what tomorrow's needs will bring. He knows exactly what you're going to need tomorrow. But he wants you to focus on right now. He wants you to focus about today. In prayer, going to him, speaking to him, being thankful for all these different things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I want you to think about this day today and think about a wonderful creator and all the peace that comes from knowing him and knowing he's in control. This is the day that he wants for us to share that joy in him. This is the day. It's time we let go about yesterday. It's time we move back from yesterday and move that out of our minds. And it's time we look forward to today. It's time we stop thinking and overthinking about tomorrow. And it's time we focus more about today. And as we've been talking about the positive things that our Creator is going to do for us today, and not to be worrying about all the negative things and overthinking too many things, but to understand this beautiful truth that we are his beautiful creation, the most important of his creation. And as Yeshua said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes through the Father except through me. And knowing as we have Yeshua, we have eternal life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's such a beautiful thing to know these different things and to never forget about Yeshua and what our Creator did for us, because we were that important for him. We are that important for him, to him, that he would see us on a human level and talk to us. Remember, do not be, it says in the scriptures, about the peace that he leaves us with, you know, and how to live this life and how much he loves us. Hallelujah. And he wants us to love him back with all our hearts, with all our hearts. And if we do that, we're going to be fine. We're going to be fine, and tomorrow's going to be fine. And the scriptures say to watch and pray and enter not into temptation. The flesh is weak, but in the spirit we are powerful. And he blessed us and wants us to be blessed. It says in Matthew 5:3, they are blessed who realize their spiritual poverty, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to them. We must believe, we must trust, and we must act on these things. The scriptures tell us about repent and bringing refreshing. And I pray that those of you that started off this morning so focused on tomorrow that you're not experiencing his joy today, that you repent in your thinking and changing your thinking, and you would just find a joy in him, the joy that comes to him. And yes, I know we're tired. Yes, I know we need to get stuff done. But Yeshua says, come to me, all you have these heavy burdens, and he will give us the rest. He is going to bless us and bless us tremendously, everybody. He's going to bless us tremendously. We must seek him first. Seek him first. Amongst all things, amongst all different areas, seeking him first, always. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not about our troubles in this life. Not about the tomorrow and the things that are coming. But understanding, as we spoke about, who are true refuges and where a real refuge comes from. It comes from Yahweh. Yahweh knows everything. And we must run to him and trust him at all times and pour out our hearts to him, because he's our refuge. Pray, 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 and pray. Or we say the seven things we must do as believers every day is pray, praise, proclaim, read and repent, submit and rejoice. Hallelujah. That's what we have to do. You're significant to our wonderful Creator. You're significant to him. May we find the joys and the tribulations of life that the scriptures set the example with. You know, may we understand that he's here to rescue us, and he just wants us to show his peace and comfort us in every single way. How many of you want his comfort right now? How many of you need his comfort right now? Comfort ye, yo, comfort me, my people, saith your Elohim. He wants us to be comforted by his holy words and to experience his peace this day, his shalom this day. Thank you. Thank you, Yah, for all that you've given me. You know, he made everything, the beautiful world and everything. We'd be in awe of these things. When people here have the fear of Yahweh, fear of him, he tells us not to fear in the scriptures. The correct word or the correct meaning is to be in awe of him, to be in awe of all he can do. You know, remember, I love Psalms 34:6. This poor man cried, and Yahweh heard me, and he saved me of all my troubles. Yes, he wants to save you. So here's what I call you all to today. Listen, everybody. Be still and know that he is Yahweh. Psalms 46:10. Be still and know that he is Yahweh. He says in that verse, he will be honored by every nation. He will be honored by all, honored throughout the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, he spoke this world into existence. By one syllable, breath of his mouth, it happened. And you know who believed him? The Satyrian soldier who said, heal my son. You don't even have to come. They just speak and I know who'll be healed. And Yeshua said, this faith is unseen of. I have never seen faith like this, and go and your son is healed. And he was healed. Ladies and gentlemen, we need that faith. If he spoke the world into existence, he's here to bless you, to help you. Hallelujah. He wants to do this for you. So do it for him. Don't worry about tomorrow. Let tomorrow bring its own troubles and situations and things. Focus on today and the joy of this wonderful day that our Creator has made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's in our lives. He's in our lives. He's not leaving us. He's not too busy for us. Praise Yah, and we can't be too busy for him. So you all have a blessed day.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solus Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Walking in the river, where my failures wash away, but I'm sinking, sinking. The tide is rising above my head today. I'm standing in the fire.
since God.